今天又是我们一个月一次的薄饼聚会。
Today is our monthly communion service.
今天应该小孩子没有，后面没有上课吧？小孩子如果愿意去上课，还是可以去。因为我们这个周末有十几个家庭有大孩子的，有大小孩子都已经去退休会了。
Children are dismissed to your classroom.
所以我们今天留在这边的大部分都是，不是孩子大了，就是我们还在等待孩子的。
Most of the children are going to a camp, so the remainder of the congregation probably have older children or who are expecting to waiting for children.
可是我们都是我们都是儿女。
But we are all God's children.
还没有。
Oh no.
我们都是。
We are children. All of us are children in a sense.
我们也都是神的儿女。
And we are all God's children.
我们常常在想说，我们有没有常常有机会思想到说，今天我没有问过我的父母，我在父母的眼中是什么样的儿女？
Have you ever asked this kind of question to your parents? What kind of child I am in your eyes?
中国父母常常说，他有很多的孩子，他都爱每一个孩子。
Chinese parents always say that when they have a lot of children, they love each one of the child.
可是他也告诉这些孩子们说，你把手伸出来看一看。
And the Chinese parents will always use this kind of analogy, saying that put out your hands.
你看五个指头有没有一个是一样长的。
And look at the five fingers, are they the same length?
在旧约雅各也是这个样子。
And
雅各的家庭也是这样。
In Jacob's family in the Old Testament, we can see some similar situations.
在他临终的时候，他对他十二个儿子祝福的时候，每一个儿子都不一样。
And before he passed away, when he gave blessings to his sons, he gave different blessings to different sons.
并不是每一个儿子都是他所喜悦的。
Not every one of his sons were really pleasing to him.
所以我们今天想想看，如果今天是神给我们的期中考。
And think about if today is the midterm exam given by God.
因为他说我们要纪念我们要薄饼直到他来。他来的时候就是期末考的时候。
And when God says you need to remember me until I come again, and when God comes again, it's the time for our finals.
那我们今天如果神给我们每一个弟兄姐妹打一个分数，说你觉得我们在期中考的时候现在得几分
？If we're asking God to give us a score for our midterm exam, what kind of scores will we get?
你认为你拿九十分以上的，请你举手。
If you think that you can score like above 90%, like score 90, raise your hand.
我们都很谦卑。
We're all humble.
但是我们常常说我们愿意爱神。
We always say that we want to love God.
可是我们也常常知道我们达不到神的标准。
But we know that a lot of times we cannot live up to the standards of God.
可是最重要的是，我们知道什么是神所喜悦的。
And it's very important for us to understand what is really pleasing to God.
我今年过年的时候我们全家回台湾。
In the last Spring Festival, all my family went back to Taiwan.
有一天我从我儿子那边知道说，他在我岳父家的时候，那时候我不在，他在岳父家的时候，那一天的聚会里面，他们在给每一个男孩子打分数。
And one day my son told me that when he was in his grandparents' family gathering one day, actually every grandchild, every grandsons were given a score.
不是 every grandson, 是每一个男的，包括他的女婿。
So not just every grandsons, but also son-in-laws, sons, son-in-laws, and grandsons.
我的岳父也很诚实地打了分数。
And my father-in-law also, my father-in-law gave the scores, and he gave the score honestly.
那天之后，我心里就非常的震惊。
And after that gathering, my heart was a little trembling.
以前都是我说，我想到我怎么去见我的岳父，我该做什么，我就觉得我做到了就好了。
In the past, I just said if I went to be with my father-in-law, if I want to do something and I achieved what I expected, then it was fine.
现在我开始思想我的岳父到底喜欢什么，他高兴什么。
Now I start to think about what is really pleasing to my father-in-law.
后来我才发现他最要我做的就是照顾他的女儿。
And it turned out that the thing that is most pleasing to my father-in-law is that if I take a good care of his daughter,
他就心满意足了。
Then it is very pleasing to him.
好，我们今天看看神，你们猜神最喜悦的是谁？
So who is most pleasing to God?
有谁知道？
Who knows that?
摩西？耶稣。好，我们念两段经文。第一段在马太福音啊，耶稣受洗，受约翰的洗的经文。
Next, we'll read two sections of scripture. The first is about the baptism of Jesus.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said,This is my son, whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased.
第二处神同样讲同样的话是在登山变相的时候。
And the second scripture, in the second scripture, God said similar things.
马太福音十七章第五节说，说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，却有声音从云彩里。说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I'm well pleased. Listen to him."
我们都晓得他是神圣父圣子的关系是一个关是合一的关系，所以他当然是他的爱子。
We know the Trinity God, and we know that the relationship in one.
可他这边说他为什么还要加一个他所喜悦的
？Why God says here this is who I am well pleased.
就像我们父母做父母的，我们有很多孩子，每一个孩子都是我们所爱的，绝对是我们所爱。可是是不是每一个孩子都让你高兴？
For those parents who have several children, the parents will love every child, that's for sure. But will every child be pleasing? Will every child be pleasing to the parents?
今天我们博饼之前还要思想一个很奇妙的事情。神既然说耶稣是他所喜悦的，可是主耶稣基督在这地上33年所受的又是什么样的景况？
We know that Jesus is pleasing to God, but we also know the suffering that Jesus experienced in the 33 years while he is on this earth.
我们会对自己所爱的、所喜悦的儿子做什么样的事情？
So what kind of things will we do to our children that are pleasing to us?
我们巴不得把所有我们所知道他要的都 掏心掏肺的都给他。
And we want to give everything we have, to our children, if they need them.
给他最好的环境。
We want to give them the best environment.
学区。
We want to give them the best school district.
才艺学习。
Give them the opportunities to learn different kinds of things so that they can develop their talents.
第一流的学校。
The first class schools.
最好的先生和妻子。
And we want to give them the best wife and husband.
可是神给基督耶稣的是这些东西。
But next we'll see what kind of things that God gave to Jesus.
他在世界上的时候，以赛亚五十三章说，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患，他诚然担当我们的忧患。背负我们的痛苦，他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。他未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈。
And Isaiah 53, it said, He was despised and rejected by mankind.A man of suffering and familiar with pain. Surely he took up all our pain and bore our suffering. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away.He had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
从生到死，他在这世界上没有得到一件看似荣耀的事情。
And from Jesus' birth to his death, it seemed that he did not receive anything glorious in man's eyes.
他没有生在一个五星级的坐月子中心。
And he was not.He was not born at a five-star birth center.
他死的时候并没有无疾而终。
无疾而终。
Died without sickness.
And when he died, he did not die without sickness.
反而在他死之前的那个晚上，主耶稣基督三次痛苦的祷告。
And on the night before he died, he prayed three times to God.
他求主说，如果可能的话，将这苦杯离开他。
And he prayed to the Lord, asking the Lord that if possible, just move this.Bitter cup away from me.
圣经上说他忧伤
，and he was very sorrowful.
好像要死了一样
，and he was so sad and he almost died.
可是他也说，只要照神的意思，不是照他的意思。
But he also said that may God's will be fulfilled, not his own will.
所以他第二天按着神的旨意，他被钉在十字架上。
So on the second day, according to God's will, he was crucified on the cross.
接着，以赛亚书说，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
Isaiah said, Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge,My righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities.
你觉得我们的天父爱我们的主耶稣基督吗？
Do you think that our Heavenly Father loved Jesus Christ?
如果爱他，为什么要让他经历过这些极大的痛苦和羞辱？
If he loved him, why did he let Jesus experience so much suffering and shame?
他这边讲的喜悦的事又是什么？
So what is really pleasing to God?
这喜悦的事就是你跟我。这 喜悦的事，它指的就是你和我的得救。
So the salvation of you and me is the thing that is pleasing to God.
神为了使我们在永恒里面按着他的旨意被得救赎。
And the thing that is pleasing to God is.Is that we were saved in that hope, in that eternity.
他必须使主耶稣基督为我们死。
So, Lord, had to let Jesus die for us.
也因为主耶稣基督的顺服，神知道他会顺服，他会完成他的旨意，所以神说。这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Because God knows that Jesus would obey His will, that's why He said, "This is a son that's pleasing to me."
所以啊，希伯来书十二章说，我们应该仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So, in Hebrew, says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, he, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们的信心是神主耶稣基督为我们成就的。
And our faith, was.Accomplished by God by Jesus Christ,
让我们的信有根有基
so that our faith has that solid foundation.
他愿意为我们忍受这些苦难和羞辱，是因为他看见前面的喜乐。
And Jesus was willing to bear this shame and suffering for us because he was able to see the joy that he will have ahead.
因为我们得救了。
Because we would be saved.
我们成了他新造的儿女。
And we'll be the new children.
我们在永恒里面，我们要与他同在，服侍他。
And we'll be with him in eternity, and we'll serve him.
所以新约教牧书信里面一而再再三提醒我们，教导我们，我们要如何蒙神的喜悦。
That's why in the New Testament, time again, it teaches us how we need to be the children that is pleasing to God.
使神的喜悦和满足继续存在。
So this pleasing can continue.
我把圣经里面我摘要的举了两方面，一个方面是积极的方面，一方面是消极的方面。
So I took some positive and the negative aspects reflected in the verses.
积极的方面，圣经上说，不求自己的喜悦，行事为人要对得起主，一切善事上结果子，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
So the active aspects include do not please oneself, live a life worthy of the Lord.Bearing fruit in every good work. Be a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. And awe.
这些的内容实在是太大，所以今天没有时间跟大家分享。
There are a lot of it's very profound verses. Related to this, and due to the time limit, I won't be able to share with you all about this.
可是作为神的儿女， 基本上我们也应该有一个有一个态度。
But as God's children, we should have the right attitude.
我把它称作消极的方面，不要让神失望和担忧。
On the passive aspect, I summarized several things. The first is, do not disappoint and grieve God.
我想我们常常思想自己的属灵状态的时候，我们就晓得我们常常并没有远离神，也并没有亲近神。
And,
也没有，我们并没有远离恶，也没有亲近神。
A lot of times when we reflect upon our circumstances, the spiritual status, we know that a lot of times we are still close to iniquities, and we are not close to God.
身为神光明的儿女，我们应该知道神很厌恶我们去做恶事。
As God's children, we should be, we should know very clearly that God did not want us to do the wrong things.
保罗在哥林多后书说，我们求神叫你们一件恶事都不做，这不是要显明我们是蒙悦纳的，是要你们行事端正。
2 Corinthians 13:7, now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong. Not so that people will see that we have stood the test, but so that you will do what is right, even though we may seem to have failed.
以弗所书，保罗继续说，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉。
Ephesians 4:30 and 31, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
另外一方面，我们不做恶事，我们回过头来要随时亲近神。
So we should not do the wrong things, and we also should be close to God.
圣经上常常警惕我们说，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
In the Bible, it reminds us very often, saying that do not quench the Spirit.
其实圣灵一直在我们心中做那教导带领的工作。
Actually, Spirit has always been doing the work of teaching us and guiding us.
它是活在我们的新的生命里面。
The Spirit lives in our new life.
但是我们的罪还活在我们的肉体当中。
But we still have our sins in our physical.
所以我们的肉体跟圣灵每天都在征战。
So there's a battle between the Spirit and our old physical body.
我们什么时候靠着主，靠着圣灵，我们就得胜了。
If we follow the Spirit and follow God, then we can overcome the sin in our old self.
并且保罗也说，不要停止聚会，像那些停止惯了的人。
And Paul also reminds us that we should not give up meeting together.
因为聚会是神的聚会，神只要两三个人奉他的名，神就与我们同在。
Because when two or three people are gathering together for a fellowship, then God is with us.
当我们亲近神的时候，神必亲近我们。
When we are close to God, then God will be close to us.
我们教会有许许多多的聚会，每次主席报告的时候都会贴出来。
We have different kinds of fellowships in our church.
我们应该常常参加聚会。
We should attend the gathering often.
不要让神的圣灵担忧。
And we should not let the Spirit worry.
也不要停止查经和祷告。
And we should not give up Bible study and praying.
因为我们活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神所出的话。
Because when we live, we're not living by food, but by God's words.
没有神的话，我们怎么讨神的喜悦？
Without knowing God's words, how can we do things that are pleasing to God?
没有祷告，我们怎么跟主相交？
Without praying, how can we communicate with God?
这都是作为神儿女最基本要常常去做的。
These are some of the basic things that we should do as God's children.
在我离开台湾之前，我有一次在父亲的病床前，轻轻地问了他一句话。
So before I left Taiwan, when I on the bedside of my father when he was sick and lying on bed,
我说我跟弟弟妹妹比起来真的是很羞愧，我都没有孝敬你。
I told him that.I feel a little bit shameful because comparing to my brothers and sisters, I did not have that much time to take good care of you.
可是我说至少我知道我没有让你担心。
But I told him that at least I did not make you worry.
这是我爸爸很用力的笑，做了很难得的微笑。
And my father smiled when I said this.
我爸爸很难，因为他的身体状况很难微笑的。
Because my father's physical conditions, it would be very difficult for him to smile. But he made an effort to smile when I said that.
从那一刻开始，我心充满了喜乐。
From that moment on, my heart was full of joy.
因为我父亲去年也信主得救了。
My father was saved last year.
我感谢神，我在他面前虽然几十年都不在他身边，可是就这么一点点不让他担心，他也可能觉得满足了。
I thank God, even though I was not with my father for a long time. In the past several decades, but just because I did not make him worry, this one little thing was really pleasing to him.
所以最后我用罗马书第十章跟弟兄姐妹们勉励。
Last, I want to encourage each other with the last verse.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God.This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
好，以后有时间再继续分享积极的方面。
In the future, when we have time, I will share with you more about the active aspect.About pleasing to God.
下面我们有几分钟一起感恩祷告的时间。
Next, we'll have a period of praying time.
我做结束祷告。
Brother Wang will give the conclusion prayer.
然后祷告后请苏弟兄主持薄饼。
After the prayer, Brother Su will conduct the communion service.